Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take good service right now as we're going to bring in Mike Consey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm all right.
You're all right? That's all right?
Yeah, man, it rained like hell last night down here.
We had scattered thunderstorms up here, but I noticed that. I said to Joe, I said, boy, it looks like they're getting pounded down in Jersey.
Yeah, big storm developed and just sat. I say, at least 2 hours. A lot of lightning, a lot of thunder, and a lot of rain.
So I guess they're off the turf.
Yeah, you know what's cool about that, too?
What?
They got 8 races there tomorrow. 3 of them are jumpers. So I guess they're going to only have 5 races.
Yeah, because you're going to get more of the same today.
Yep, we had enough yesterday to cancel it tomorrow. So,
for people that don't understand, turf courses and there's the dirt track where they can run mud and stuff like that, but you can't tear up the turf.
No. So it'll be interesting. It was a bad card already, and now it got worse.
garbage cans with legs.
Oh. Excuse me.
Gesundheit.
More like flea bags this week.
Okay. Well, let's go on to Czech sports here this morning. Where do you want to start? I mean, there's the Red Sox continuing to come back and win and stuff like that.
Oh, that was interesting last night. I was watching that game, part of that game on MLB Network, and Toronto was beaten up on the Red Sox, and the Red Sox came back in the eighth inning. And Toronto came back in the bottom of the eighth inning to get closer. And then they brought in Kimbrel again, and he gave up 2 bombs. I mean, he's their closer, right? And he looked awful against the Yankees on Sunday night. And then yesterday he looked awful again. So he gave them in to tie up the score, and it looked bad for the Red Sox. But the Blue Jays brought in their secret weapon. Ken Giles, the reject from Toronto, from Houston. And he gave up, I think, 3 bombs. and the Red Sox went ahead 10 to 5. And then they brought in another relief pitcher for the Red Sox. And he gave up 2 more runs. So it was a game of incompetent bullpens last night. And because of the heavy lineup that the Red Sox had, they were able to outscore Toronto 10-7. Real strange game. In the last 2 innings of the game, the Red Sox scored 9 of their 10 runs. So they scored late. They beat up on the relief pitching. And Marcus Stroman was having his way with the Red Sox. He went 7 innings, only gave up 2 hits and 1 run, but he developed a blister on his finger and had to come out. And then he went to that sieve of a bullpen that the Blue Jays have, and that's where the 9 runs started to come in. So the Red Sox can thank the Houston Astros for last night's win for sending Ken Giles to the Blue Jays.
All right.
But the Red Sox have to be concerned because Kimbrel's been very ineffective lately.
They've got enough. They've got enough hitting power. I think to overcome that. But then again,
yeah, they have enough hitting power, but against the Indians and the Astros and the Yankees, and it's not going to work. It's not going to. I mean, if you look back at the other night, the ineffectiveness of Kimbrel gave the Yankees the lead, and if it wasn't for the errors that the Yankees made, they would have lost the game. Last night, the Blue Jays took advantage of it and tied it up. The sins get exposed. You can only hide so long, and over 162 games, there's a lot more hiding places than in the 7-game series. If he doesn't get things straightened out, that's going to really put a lot of pressure on the Red Sox bat and on their starters. And, you know, it's a deck of cards. So they're going to have to figure something out with this guy.
All right, where else do you want to go now in sports?
The Yankee game last night. Once again, thank goodness that they're playing the White Sox. Their pen fell apart last night again, too. Last night, it was their import that fell apart. Britton gave up a bomb in the bottom of the ninth inning to tie up the game after the Yankees hit a two-run homer in the top of the 10th to go ahead 3-1, and then they played a couple more innings, and the ineptness of the White Sox gave the Yankees the win last night. So the Yankees hit a couple of homers last night, and once again, they live and die by the home runs. Last night, they hit some, and they came away with the win. The fourth run didn't come off of a home run. Andujar knocked it in with a line drive to left. But, the White Sox are basically a one-man team with Jose Abreu, who knocked in all three runs, and the Yankees let him beat them last night. Zach Britton, very ineffective last night.
All right. That center fielder for Chicago, it's two nights in a row now he's pulled back home runs.
Yeah, well, they get enough practice chasing them down.
I guess that's a good way to look at it. Where else do you want to go in sports?
The Stems got beat last night. Houston in another close game with the Giants. They beat the Giants yesterday 2-1. So Houston continues to roll along. They have their lead at 5.5 as Oakland lost last night. They got beat up pretty bad yesterday. So the Astros win. The Indians got beat by Minnesota yesterday, and Minnesota's sitting in second, although nine games behind. But the Indians, Jose Lindor is just a tremendous player. The shortstop they have, he might be the best. There's a lot of good shortstops in baseball, but there's about four of them. But he might be the best. This kid, he gets clutch hits. He hits home runs. He makes plays in the field, and he's a young player. He's just a tremendous talent. He's one of the guys that you would pay to see play. I mean, that's how good he is. And but yesterday the Indians came up on the short end of the stick.
All right. Anything else?
Yeah, we can talk about what's going on up at Saratoga. The Fassick Tipton sales up there, and it's one of the top sales in the country for yearlings. And if you go online, you just have to put in Fassick Tipton. That's Fagsig Tipton. And you can look at the results of the sales. I was looking at it last night. Almost every horse is going for $200,000 and better. And we're not talking about two of them. We're talking about a couple, close to 200 of them. Big money being spent up there. The first crop of American Pharaohs are out. And an American Pharaoh filly went for $1.2 million at auction over the last 2 days. It's a cool thing to see if you're into horse racing. You can look at the sale, pre-sale. You can look at the breeding of the horses. You could dream. You could see which one I would want to pick. If I can get a horse, I would get this one. And then you can look at how much the horse went for, and you can get sick. Because big money being spent up there, and a lot of celebrities in the crowd buying horses. Bobby Flay is one of them. So American Pharoah Filly, $1.2 million, Marshall. Not bad, huh?
That's not too bad at all. My God.
Yeah.
All right, so now you got your picks?
Yeah, I got one for today. Second race today, it's a maiden claim of $40,000 going 6.5. Linda Rice is dropping a horse from $75,000 down to $40,000. Jockey changed to Ortiz. I think she's looking to lose the horse and cash a ticket. So my picks in the second race today at Saratoga, the one horse, Free Kitty.
Free Kitty?
Free Kitty.
Is that like Free Willy?
Yeah, you can read it that way. Instead of Willy, it's Kitty.
All right, Mr. Kitty. I guess we'll speak to you tomorrow.
I'll be here.
All right. Take care, Mike.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye-bye. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.